feet of water frontage, just 49.9, or almost 3 acres with over 300 feet of incredible waterfront, just 99.9, or get 2 acres water access with a boat ramp, 24.9. Living on big water is a blast. Come enjoy life.
Call 877-545-LAND. 877-545-LAND. That's call or click 877-545-LAND.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, hopefully your favorite jewelry store in Montgomery, Alabama, now located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Hey, let's talk about repairs, jewelry repair, keeping our jewelry looking brand new and stuff like that. We only our stress have master jewelers, and we have them on premises. Other stores send it out, send it away, take weeks and months to do it. We're talking about a day or two or less or a week. We do it in-house, and we have people that have done this for decades. We're good at it. Come see us. Thanks.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's May 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of May, 1929, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences held the very first Academy Awards ceremony. The awards were presented at a dinner party for around 250 people, held in the Blossom Room of the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, California. Come on with the music. I'm almost done. I want to thank my mom and my dad and my 12th grade. Have a great May 16th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Less than a month away from when President Trump is supposed to meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the North Koreans are talking about canceling.
A day after canceling talks with South Korea, North Korea says it has no interest in a summit if all it's based on is, quote, one-sided demands to give up its nuclear arsenal. North Korean media also warning ongoing joint military drills with South Korea could derail the meeting, calling them an intentional military provocation.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. There are reports of 5 people killed by fallen trees during storms in the Northeast, including an 11-year-old girl in Newburgh, New York. This man says the mom was watching firefighters trying to get that girl out of the SUV.
And she's by the hood crying, and then minutes after, they had to take her away.
Thousands of people lost power in the storm. Flooding's possible now from Virginia to southern New Jersey. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Sometimes working with the same people day in and day out in close proximity can cause high anxiety. But not with this crew. Greg Goodell, do you remember the first words J. Scott said to you?
I'm going to be your sidekick.
And J. Scott, what do you think about your buddy Greg Goodell?
One moment he can be perfectly rational and lucid. The next, he's a living Looney Tune.
Emily Hayes, what's your strictest rule?
Dinner is served promptly at 8 in the private dining room. Those who are tardy do not get fruit cup.
And how are you, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, having the weather report is a necessity. But do you think it's Nessa?
It is Nessa. I know what is Nessa. Don't tell me what's Nessa. I tell you what's Nessa.
Well, you're the professional. Any other words of wisdom this morning?
And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you.
Good advice. Now, stand by for 3 men and a lady.
It's a great day here at the Institute for the very, very nervous.
I've been there. It is 3 men and a lady. Right now, it's just me and...
Imbo the Nimbo.
As we await for the... Rich Thomas to come back upstairs. And Jay is busy working on today's biggest project.
Rich and I are talking about designs for his office.
Laurel. Oh, he wants you to decorate his place too?
You say too. I think he was just a little inspired by the warmth of what I was able to take with essentially a janitor's closet and turn it into something great.
Yeah. No, it's got the Emily stamp all over it. From the look, the feel, the warmth.
The chair's really great.
It's got and the lighting, too.
You want Emily to kind of add her touch?
Well,
we got to hide some wires and stuff in that office down there so that when people come in from the outside and they look at the weather center, they just don't see junk and wires.
Right.
We got to hide wires.
Yeah. So I think we have a really good idea, and we'll keep you posted on that.
Boy, we're going to have to hide a lot of stuff, too, when we start doing those live.
All that rubble over there?
Rubble.
That's how I work. I need a debris field. And isn't it amazing that I can actually find things at the,
you can.
The moment I need them?
It's like my kitchen where people say, why is that there? Because I know where it is. That's
yeah.
Where I put it.
So, you know.
It all makes perfect sense. All right. We have a thing coming up on the potential addiction issue caused by football gambling, sports betting. We were talking about that yesterday with Brian McDonald. And the there may be investment opportunities as now that the Supreme Court's made that ruling. You're going to see companies and opportunities popping up all over the place. Not all will succeed, but he says it's going to have a major impact on the markets. And
maybe Pete Rose should get into this.
Oh, man.
Hey,
I do know who that
I'll
is.
I'll tell you what. While Pete's getting back, you know, checking this out, how about if I have a cocktail or two and just relax? Or a cocktail or 20. So that was kind of an interesting conversation. In the meantime, we also, you've heard so much about emotional support animals, and I always thought it was just dogs, but airlines have had to confront people trying to bring lizards and snakes and birds onto planes. It's kind of out of control. So there was an airline that will accommodate all these people.
Oh,
and you'll hear about that as well.
I can't wait to hear that.
So before we get to all of that chaos.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
On radar this morning, it's been raining for several hours in eastern Alabama. For instance, really good rains from Tuskegee on eastward. Auburn, Opelika, it's coming down pretty good. And it has been for many hours. Union Springs down to Ozark, east of Troy, Brundage, but just not everywhere. So if you're wondering, you know, you've been hearing, Rich says it was kind of a good chance of rain. There is, but it is random this time of the year. So sometimes it's a feast or famine situation. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms today. They reached a peak in the afternoon and evening hours with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Well, let's say mid 80s today. We had 88 yesterday. Upper 60s tonight. Tomorrow and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Upper 80s. For a high. Saturday and Sunday, not much change. Random showers and thunderstorms. Some towns get wet, others don't. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90, and not much change on Monday. Right now, cloudy skies, calm winds. Temperature is 72, but the dew point is 69. That's the terrible number at 10 minutes after 7.
Thanks, Rich. We will a little bit later. I think I want to do the True the Baloney game on whether or not somebody is or is not over the age of 65.
Okay.
Okay.
Good, then we're all agreed.
Where did you go?
You should stay on the gold standard.
You working on the Laurel thing?
Did you have a hall pass?
Yeah, I got a hall pass. I had a hall pass.
Okay, fine.
Okay, just making sure.
Reason we're doing that game, by the way, it's Pierce, you mentioned Pierce Brosnan turned 65 today. So, who else? I mean, it would be nice to be that good looking. I hope, I can only hope and pray that I'm that good looking when I turn 60.
I wish that button was over here.
It's mine.
Is it getting warm in here?
It is a little warm.
I thought you said, is it getting Mormon in here?
Mormon?
Good Lord.
Did you hear Mormon or warm? Did you hear Laurel or Yanny?
All right. See if you get a breeze out of that machine while I'm talking about John Lee Paints.
Okay.
For those of you who choose to use a professional painter, a guy like Scott Bowers, who I call the Rembrandt of local painters, the guy's amazing to watch. What a steady hand. He can actually paint a straight line with no masking. Around. I asked him, are you sure you could do that? And watching him, it's amazing. However, for those of us who need a little extra help, like masking and drop cloths and those kinds of things, mm-hmm. John Lee Paints is your perfect partner because they'll also make sure you walk out the door with a paint that's got a cover. That's the most important part of a good result, is a paint that's going to yield a result that you're pleased with. And that paint should be Richard's Paint, available at John Lee Paints. You know, they've been in business 3.5 decades there. Everybody on the staff knows can answer any question you might have about painting, how to patch a hole in the wall, how long you have to wait for the spackle to dry before you can paint over it, what type of roller should I use for this particular type of surface, if it's rough or smooth. All of these things make a big difference in the outcome. Brushes, too. And they have it all. Everything you need, they'll go down a whole checklist with you to make sure when you walk out to start your project, you won't be walking in 10 minutes later saying, I forgot to get this. Not at John Lee Paints, also the official home for the color charts for the historic districts of Montgomery. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway, and the sign out in front going northbound says, life is... It's not a... Oh, man, I got to take pictures. I love the sign out in front because it makes you think. Just can't help you remember what it says. At John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, we're going to do traffic. Get your local news. Do you have that thing, by the way?
The thing.
As we continue to decide.
Laurel.
What, Laurel. That thing or the or what thing?
Well, that's War Eagle. No doubt about that.
What other thing? What thing?
Weren't you going to...
Wasn't she saying road tide in there?
The Laurel and Yanni thing?
Yeah.
No, I worked on this at home, and I have 1.5... I have the version of the audio editor I have at home is the 1.5, which is what you've got on yours.
Which is what I've got, which takes some time.
The one on mine and downstairs is the 3.0 version.
Which doesn't take as much time.
I can't replicate whatever it was I was doing. I messed around with a graphic equalizer, and I hear a Y in there. If I bring down the low, if I drop the lows all the way off and I bring up the highs, I can hear... I can hear the Y, yeah.
What's stupefying is I didn't even know about this yesterday.
I can drop the L at the beginning of it, but I still hear an L at the end of it. But I'm picking up a Y now at the beginning, so
it's
whatever.
I think it's poppycock.
Laurel.
Well, all I know is I didn't hear about this yesterday. Today... I get it from Rusty, I get it from all our services, and we look up at the TV screen in the studio, and it's all over Fox News, so it's a thing. When we come back, we'll have today's edition of Random Facts. I don't know if I can continue the convo after yesterday.
After yesterday, you should just fold up the shop, you know.
Probably right. Unless I come up with something even better.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still looking real good out on the roadways. Interstate systems are all clear. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road looking real good. Looked over toward Carter Hill Road, down around Narrow Lane Road, Troy Highway. All that's looking good. Atlanta Highway's all clear, and the boulevard looks good. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Landmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I don't jibber-jabber.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has joined six other governors in backing President Donald Trump's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize for efforts to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. 18 U.S. House Republicans have formally nominated Trump. David Burkett won the District 26 Senate seat last night in a landslide victory. The special election was to fill Quentin Ross's seat after he stepped down to become the president of Alabama State University. The primary election is set for June 5th. And the Montgomery County School Board has approved a contract for new superintendent and more. She will earn a salary of $215,000 and will be eligible for a performance-based raise after her first year. The salary was negotiated down from an initial $227,000. Some board members say it is still too high. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's another simulation gone mad.
Who the hell are you guys?
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial escaped from a government facility.
Confirmation code XV2RDM.
Yeah, I do believe that Oprah has an alien baby.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertaining.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while. And watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates in auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We got to take this call. It's Cooter.
Yes, sir.
Or is it you, Laurel?
Annie.
No, it's
Annie.
Laurel.
How does anybody hear? Laurel.
Okay. The one.
The problem is we can't understand what you're saying.
Your phone.
Your phone is messed up. Let me call you back.
No. Take it out of utility.
Oops. You there?
There you go.
What was going on in here last night? I really would like to know, because the computer was messed up, and that's in utility, and that stuff shouldn't happen.
Yeah, he should be fine when he calls back.
I don't know what those things mean.
We got to do random facts.
Okay.
Well, call us back in about
10 minutes. So
5 seconds. Hi.
Can we try it again?
There you go.
Perfect.
Now we're good.
Perfect.
Laurel. I downloaded this straight off the net.
Yep.
And I hear Yanny nowhere near Laurel. My wife hears Laurel nowhere near Yanny. But in that story that you linked to, they talk about changing the pitch. So I can put it in Audacity and bring the pitch up 30%, mm-hmm. and I hear Laurel playing as day.
Yeah.
All of us do.
Yeah.
If you take the pitch, you go down 30%, everybody hears Yanny on it.
Well, I'll be a son of a pitch.
Y'all have a good day, eh?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy. Nuclear
weapons testing. Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner. And now,
he's heads and shoulders above the rest.
Random.
J. Scott.
Good job.
Nice.
Had a pretty good week on this one.
Yeah.
Did you know that American Civil War Union soldiers were issued 36 pounds of coffee a year? Whereas the South had, the Union had like a surplus of coffee, tons of it, plenty of it. And in fact, they blocked off trade so that the South couldn't have as much. However, the South had tobacco for days.
Yeah,
so they had plenty of tobacco.
All right, so that's for someone like me that consumes gallons of coffee a day and smokes. What a dilemma. Do I want the coffee or do
I think you want to be right on the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, because there was a lot of covert trade between the soldiers.
Is there really?
They just did their own little thing. They're like, look, you got this, I got this.
It's a war. Drop your gun for a minute and let's talk. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
The South had coffee, but not a lot, right?
Right. They were blocked. The Confederates had access to tobacco and southern foods, and northern soldiers had access to coffee.
Yeah.
Damn Yankees.
Confederate soldiers and Union soldiers, they met in the middle of fields and they exchanged goods when there was not a battle going on.
I got you.
But coffee appeared more in journal entries than the words war, bullet, cannon, slavery, mother, or Lincoln.
Wow. Coffee is... It's an amazing thing.
Which side had hard tech? That was the South, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Oh, God. I thought we forgot about that.
Oh, by the way, I want to thank LaDonna Brooks. Remember I was doing the John Lee paint spot, and I was trying to remember what the sign said?
Yes.
She sent me a text. The purpose of life is life with purpose, you see. And that's why I love that sign out in front of their place. Again, unless you want to be, you know, funny about it, you could say, back to you, Jay.
Okay. Did you know, I'm about to...
I'm looking for a sound effect.
I'm about to desecrate somebody's name here because I'm going to mispronounce it.
Oh, it was the porpoise. Of a life is a life of a porpoise.
That's what he was going for.
Was it worth the wait?
No.
Yeah, it might be after this one. The inventor of the nachos.
God bless him.
Was actually named, his nickname was Nacho. His actual name was, it was either Ignacio or Ignacio?
Ignacio.
Ignacio.
Yanni.
Yeah. Ignacio Anaya, I believe, is the guy's name.
Laurel.
It was originally called Nachos Especiales, and eventually the apostrophe disappeared, and it was shortened to just Nachos.
Hey, as long as we're talking Mexican food, I was at El Jalisco last night, and I was talking to Monica, and I suggested two things. A, that she carry my key lime pie on the menu. She's thinking about it. B, that she come
means you'll have to make them.
I make them.
That's what I'm saying. You'll have to make them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't just put it off and put it off and put it off.
All I need is a spot in the kitchen with big bowls and I can go.
I mean, do you know how good that is? You know, you sent one home with me.
Yes.
And I walked into the living room and saw fiance just eating it out of the tin with a fork.
Oh, yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah. And that she invented dish after her amazing dimples called the dimpalata. So she's working on that too.
All right. Did you know, just last year, 2017, Three infertile mice were able to give birth to healthy offspring after they were implanted with artificial 3D printed ovaries.
No, the 3D printer thing creeps me out.
Yeah, I don't understand the 3D
printer. I don't understand how, no, because I just always, the way I think of it is like a paper version of the thing.
I'm just going to assume for the sake of discussion here that a mouse ovary is rather tiny.
Yeah.
So well, I would
get
assume.
The mouse to put its ovary on the Xerox machine.
Oh, great.
I'm wondering. It's inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know that one of the few coastal areas to evacuate ahead of the 2004 tsunami was on the island of Simalulu? Yeah.
Spell it.
S-I-M-E-U-L-U-E.
Similui.
Similui.
Fun side, Jane may be able to tell us better.
The reason that they were able to evacuate ahead of the tsunami was because island folklore recounted an earthquake tsunami in 1907, and the islanders fled inland following the initial shaking.
Mm-hmm.
So generational folklore was able to save the lives of islanders 97 years later.
Wow.
Just as a counteract to that, the Japanese ignored actual signs on the hills that said do not build below this line from previous tsunamis, and yet they built there, and then of course a tsunami came and wiped it out.
Interesting.
Did you know laparoscopic surgeons who played video games performed faster and better compared to their non-gaming counterparts?
What's laparoscopic? What kind of surgery is that?
Laparoscopic. Is that the one where they send in the camera and you look at a screen?
Oh, yeah, you look around and stuff. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I got you.
You're not actually looking at what's going on. You're looking at a screen with a camera inside.
Well, that makes sense, huh?
Yeah. Did you know Steve Jobs was strange in many ways?
Oh, yeah.
But he believed that his commitment to vegan diets meant that his body was flushed of mucus and he was free from body odor. So he didn't need to wear deodorant or shower regularly.
Well, how did his friends...
His former co-workers quote that he was very, very wrong.
Not only that, look at how young he died. I think, you know, we have these canine teeth to be carnivores.
Right.
I think that's part of the plan.
Well, he died of... It was cancer, wasn't it?
Very
yeah.
young.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. But he was very adverse to...
treatment?
Regular, like, yeah. He was looking for alternative treatments.
Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. He's a
weirdo.
Guy. He's a strange guy.
Did you know of Molly Shuler? She's about 120 pounds, wet, and smashed the world record on April 19th, 2015 at the Big Texan in Amarillo, Texas. Mm-hmm. She ate 3 72-ounce steaks, 3 shrimp cocktails, 3 baked potatoes, 3 salads, and 3 bread rolls, and she did it all in 20 minutes.
Whoa.
I tried to write that down. I couldn't write it all down. Wow. 20 minutes.
120-pound woman.
She was
ate hungry. All that in 20 minutes.
She was hungry.
Did you know the Garfield House historical site is one of the most accurately restored and highly detailed of the 19th century U.S. presidential sites? Of its hundreds of antique Victorian furniture, over 80% was owned by the Garfield family, and it also includes the very first presidential library.
Oh.
Cool.
Where's it located? You know?
It's in Ohio, isn't it?
That's right. He is from Ohio.
Yeah, I think it is. It's in Mentor, Ohio.
Oh, I think Ohio has more presidents born in that state than any
Taft.
Other. Yeah.
Hayes,
right? Garfield, and then we're missing some.
Ben Franklin. representing
you know,
a typical.
Unfortunately, too many people think Ben Franklin was a president.
I know. Well, they don't teach that stuff in school anymore. Nobody needs to know that. We need to know about inconvenient truth.
Laurel.
Thank you, Jay.
Did you know the wacky waving inflatable?
Like car dealerships and fast loop things.
There you go, Rusty.
It was invented by Trinidad and Tobago artist Peter Minshall for the 1996 Summer Olympics.
Mm-hmm. In Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I knew that.
Made
knew
in
that.
America.
Mark.
He originally called it the Tall Boy.
Yeah, no, that's a beer.
No, he originally called his little invention the Tall Boy.
Yeah, but it's always been a beer.
Yeah. Did you know that there was a floating McDonald's called the McBarge?
Yep. Really? Where did...
There's one in St. Louis.
Huh.
Or was one in St. Louis.
Did they have a sail-through window?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Interesting. I'll
tell drive you, up on a jet ski?
I'll yeah. tell you if you do it, because I'm going to a weather conference there. So I'll tell you if they do.
Oh, when is that?
In St. Louis
That's
this year?
August.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love St. Louis in August.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
It is a lovely town, right? Real
yeah.
comfortable. Hey, so the Cardinals are out of town, by the way.
Oh, even, wow. So there's so much to do.
Really, what are you going to do?
Visit Ferguson. I hear there's a lot of action.
Hey,
back to you, Jay.
Hey, okay.
And finally, did you know that Listerine created a problem for a solution? They invented the word halitosis. As an ad campaign, so that they could sell Listerine.
Right. I mean, it sounds like a made-up name. Yeah.
Yeah, it was completely made up. This is not a medical term. They right. just said, we're going to make this up. Yeah, that's it. So, they had the solution, but they didn't have a problem for it. You know, they had a mouthwash, but they was like, well, how do we get people, let's make up a word. You know, or a disease, or a medical thing, and call it halitosis. So there you go. Those are your random facts.
Oh, I was going to do something funny here, and I couldn't find it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's more about Listerine. It's green or blue.
Say the end again.
And those are your random facts.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
God.
Was it worth
the end stinger?
Was it the worth the wait?
No.
Okay, just thought it is.
Laurel, Hardy.
And don't forget.
Johnny.
Don't go there. Come on, stupid.
What are you doing? You trying to use your phone?
Just one more time. The purpose of a life is a life with purpose. You have learned so much on this show since you tuned in at 6.
Laurel.
Yeah, that we haven't figured out yet. We're still working on it. All right. It is 7:33, and Jay will be back with a pop quiz question. We're $10 worth of shopping at Food Outlet with our pop quiz, and I got the new specials. Hmm? So I got to go back to my email and pull those up. Oh, I'm so behind.
Rich, you texted me, not Jay.
Oh.
Oh, really? Was it naughty?
No, they did.
I hope not.
We did.
Lord, hell.
Yeah, let's not go there. No, we consult on
the question.
Possible questions every day.
Oh, that's how you guys do that.
And this one may be weak, but...
I like the pun.
Well, while you guys are figuring all that out, let me make a suggestion. For those of you, I have mentioned this several times, and I keep going back to it because the sound of his voice, a fellow named Raymond that called the afternoon show, called to talk about having just had the LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye, and he was truly emotional and overwhelmed having had the ability to see without glasses for the first time in years. That's what LASIK can provide. To open your eyes and have everything come into crystal clear focus without any visual aid whatsoever. You must be a candidate to have the procedure, and for that, you need to make an appointment at 272-2020. It takes 10-15 minutes. They're such a great practice. Their customer service is outstanding. They'll get you in and get you out, and you'll leave knowing whether or not LASIK is an option for you. If it is, know that between experience and advances in technology, the prices come down for this procedure. So they've tried to make it as affordable as possible for everybody. And if you need a little extra help, personal care credit is available for qualified customers. But it starts with that visit with a refractive surgery counselor and then a consultation with Dr. Swan or Shin. They're both very experienced at this, the best there is in the state of Alabama. That's 272-2020 or visit this web address online, MEP.com. And now, win $10 of free shopping to fill out with today's random facts. Pop quiz, here's Jay Scott.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Molly Shuler, a 120-pound woman who broke a world record by eating a whole lot of stuff in 20 minutes. There were 5 items that she ate. Just name 3.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, that's 3 to 5.
That's good. I was thinking...
I don't need the amount or anything like that. Yeah. Just there were 5 items. Name 3 of them.
Okay. The number to name them is 272-2020. That's 272.
No.
Oh, that's Montgomery Eye.
Yeah. It's 272-9228.
You are an alien. That is kind of funny.
I got a lot to manage here.
I know. I got it. It's 272-9228 if you want to get your guests in. And if you're correct, you can win a $10 food outlet gift certificate.
And the phones are ringing off the wall at Montgomery I.
Yes.
I hope nobody's there getting calls from people saying, you know, listing food items. I would feel bad about that. No, I wouldn't. I'm glad people are calling Montgomery. Yep. What am I saying? 7:36, while Jay is queuing up excited potential winners.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. If you're just now leaving home, you should find things that are in your favor as far as traffic goes. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, the 31s, okay. Taylor Road, and Vaughn Road are all clear. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Laurel.
News talk, who's this?
Laurel. We'll return to America's big controversy in just a moment. Right now, though, let's see if we can find a winner to our random facts pop quiz. And we go to... I made the screen. God, you know, there's a reason why there's all this.
I suck at this job.
That's the reason. I need to expand the screen so I can read the damn names. Because I wasn't a candidate for LASIK. I believe Stan was caller one. Stan, good morning.
Hi.
Stan.
You there? Hey, Stan.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear us?
The answer is steak.
Okay.
Rolls. And baked potato.
Correct.
Yeah. And
those three of them.
The other thing was a shrimp cocktail, right?
And salads.
And salads, yeah. Okay.
Had 72-ounce, had three 72-ounce steaks, three shrimp cocktails, three baked potatoes, three salads, three bread rolls, and a partridge in a pear tree.
And now, Stan, if you'd like to replicate her feat at Food Outlet, right now they have New York strip steaks for $5.74 a pound. And what did we have this morning downstairs?
Oh, we had steak and eggs, and it was dynamite.
They were incredible. New York strips from Food Outlet.
And yes. Casserole, too.
So you can get yourself a pound of delicious USDA New York strip steak for $5.74 and a 12-pack of Coca-Cola product, your choice, for $3, and still have room left over. So congratulations, and have fun redeeming that at Food Outlet, because that's part of the challenge, to see how much you can put in your buggy with a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Other specials, by the way, this week, Ziegler Red Hots, 2 for $7. Those are the full packages, by the way. Boneless pork chops, $1.86 a pound. I recommend grilling those, and if you haven't tried it yet, I wish they sold it at Food Outlet. You can get the cricket dust to season the pork chops at Food Outlet.
Ooh, I love cricket dust.
It's an awesome seasoning.
Oh, my gosh.
But stop by Baumhauer's and get a bottle of the Thai Sweet sauce and dip your pork chops in that. It is such a great combination. I had that with some hash brown casserole. And by the way, the hash brown casserole, all component parts completely purchased at Food Outlet. You can make a whole big tray of hash brown casserole for about $6 with all the ingredients that go in. It includes butter and sour cream. Cost plus 10% throughout the store at 3 locations, Highway 14 in scenic Millbrook, postcard like Millbrook, on Main Street in the preferred community, and Coliseum Boulevard. And if I remember, I will see you there on Sunday morning around 7:30.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. An amazing and consistent area of rain has been occurring for several hours across eastern Alabama, especially if you go east of Tuskegee and all the way down to Troy and Brundage and Elba. But here in the Montgomery area, it has been relatively dry, although there were a few sprinkles on my windshield this morning. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms today. They reach a peak in the afternoon and evening hours, but because they're random, not every town gets wet. Some towns get very wet. Mid-80s today, upper 60s tonight, tomorrow and Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday and Sunday, more random showers and thunderstorms. Some towns get wet, others don't. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Not much change on Monday. Right now, cloudy skies, calm winds, very humid. Temperature is 72, 742.
All right, the big news story of the week. In fact, Brant McDonald yesterday explained all the different potential component parts to it. Was the Supreme Court decision to legalize or overturn laws against sports betting, and the ramifications are not only huge in terms of new businesses and investment and things like that, but also for some. Well, some downside, and football films will be here with a word on that in just a moment. Sparky?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, that's an absolute incredible amount of food.
I couldn't eat a 172-inch ounce steak in one sitting, let alone three.
Three of them. I don't know if that's possible.
Three baked potatoes?
In 4 minutes?
No, 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah, she's 120 pounds.
Some people have that skill. Look at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. How the hell do you get 120 wieners down your throat in, 10 minutes?
Are you allowed to purge? Or
no.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just, even if it's 4 pounds, all right, 64 ounces is 4 pounds.
Right.
So you're saying 72, that's almost 5 pounds, right?
Yeah.
So that's 15 pounds of meat.
Yeah. Plus the baked potatoes, plus the salads, plus the rolls, plus the...
Well, the rolls would be the limit.
Yeah.
Well, she was asked, how do you consume that much food? And she said...
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, see you.
742.
California as its first 5G city. Verizon claims 5G will be 10 to 100 times faster than its existing cellular network. Amazon is getting ready to roll out nationwide discounts at Whole Foods Market for its Prime members. Market Watch says starting in Florida today, it will offer Prime members an extra 10% discount on sale items. Amazon is planning to expand the discounts at Whole Foods Markets nationwide this summer. Netflix is stepping up its original programming. Reuters says the streaming service is planning to release at least 86 Netflix original films this year. The Dow was down 193 yesterday. NASDAQ declined 59. S&P dropped 18. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Sounds like I have that radio voice.
Which made a lot of noise, but changed things not one bit.
That is both flattering and creepy.
Don't let your fitness habits go on vacation this summer. Take a free intro class at Club Pilates. Find your healthier self with full body workouts for all levels and ages. Get 15% off new memberships. Go to clubpilates.com for more information.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committee to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright was the 13th of 14 children born to a family of sharecroppers in Dale County. Bobby Bright. The values Bobby Bright learned working the family farm made him who he is today. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright worked his way through college and law school and went from a sharecropper field in Dale County to become both mayor and congressman. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright is pro-life. Bobby Bright is pro-Second Amendment, and Bobby Bright is pro-Donald Trump. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright voted for Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump when others abandoned Donald Trump when he needed them the most. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright will work with President Donald Trump. Those who abandoned Donald Trump before the election will abandon him again. It's only a matter of time. Not Bobby Bright. We can always trust Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Football Films presents It's Addictive. The Supreme Court of the United States has made the call. Sports gambling is now legal. So if you're hooked on football, get ready to be hooked on gambling. Every pass, every rush, every last second field goal to cover the spread will leave your heart pounding and your kids' college fund dwindling. You already waste any given Sunday watching games. Now you can waste your entire paycheck too. You'll never be able to satisfy your need for more and bigger action. Sports gambling, it's addictive.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Laurel.
No, it's not. Oh, I have such a wicked sense of humor. The winning word of the day is gravy.
Gravy.
It's funny, that word came up in the show yesterday.
Gravy.
Gravy is the winning word, and sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask you to call 272-9228. Got the right number there, right? I don't want them to call Montgomery Eye this afternoon. I want them to if they need LASIK, if they're interested in LASIK. But they want to win a $20 Baumhauer Victory Grill gift card. 272-9228 is the number. And while we're on the topic of gravy, biscuits and gravy breakfast bowl at Baumhauer's downtown, served Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 a.m., includes the biscuits and gravy breakfast bowl. It's just $3.99. Their breakfasts are huge, spectacular, very tasty, all original, and your favorite name brand meat. So get ahead of the game some weekday morning. Park at 201 Union in the underground garage at no charge and enjoy a great breakfast. Bring your phone with your News Talk app on it so you can listen to the silliness here.
And that'd be a good breakfast.
So, did you guys even look at these?
You never gave it to me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I'll make an executive decision.
Well, no, let's save it for tomorrow. Because I want to do the age thing. Okay. By the way, when I was outside, I looked off to the east, And since my hair is pretty much still its original color,
really, I want control of that button over here.
You saw a darker sky?
It's quite gray.
Yeah.
And it appears to be getting grayer. Yeah. Good thing I don't have to worry about it. I keep testing that thing, and it catches me every single time.
Look at the consistency. Look at the color in the rain in Lee County and Macon County.
Right, I know. Yeah. And it just, I think Mayor Strange put the Montgomery bubble back up because there were so many times, that's how that term came to exist, where we'd see these major lines of weather coming into the area.
Mm-hmm.
And as it got close to Montgomery, it would like splinter off to the north and south, miss us, regroup on the other side of Montgomery. And
the email and the thing I have to answer all the time, several times a year over 40 years is, what's wrong with my particular town? Whenever the rain is coming, it goes off to either side and breaks up before. And the answer is, there's nothing about your town. And people say, it happens all the time. Greenville and or whatever their town is. The thing is, you focus on your point on the map, and you think there's something special going on about you. There isn't. There's nothing to it.
So here's what we have. It is Pierce Brosnan's 65th birthday today. Good looking man. He turned 65. We have names here, and what we want you to do is call us at 272-9228 and guess whether these actors are over or under 65 years of age. Our number is 272-9228. 272-9228. You can call immediately. We need one contestant on this one. Just one. First person in. Or we'll just play
Laurel.
No.
All morning long. We'll just keep playing this over and over and over
again. Laurel.
And if we need to, we can add the extra component of torture. So it's your choice.
Laurel.
Money.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
I hear Yanni.
That's 272-9228.
I'll have to wait for our 1 hour delay to catch up to the list.
You'll win a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
And tickets to last night's biscuit game.
Laurel.
Where I emceed. Oh, hey.
Oh, how did that go?
It went really well, but I was very tickled and very flattered that there were people there that had heard me talk about it on the show that came so they could meet me.
Oh, that is
nice.
Awesome.
I like
Star power.
Yeah, you know,
like
that. A handful of folks.
Yay.
And I think they clapped. I think some people clapped for me when I went on the field.
That's awesome. I think that makes me so excited because you deserve to be a big name in broadcasting in this town.
Oh, no, it was very sweet. And, you know, Fiance was with me, so they got to meet Fiance, too.
Ah,
Fiance, too? You got two?
Fiance as well. Oh. Excuse me.
Boy, that's right up there with the airplane jokes.
Fiance one.
Who was the first caller in, Jay?
Caller one.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You gonna take that kind of lip from him? I'd have hit him.
It's just a moment where it's like saying,
"How did you ever get so stupid?"
Okay, public school. Hello, William.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Hey. Are you ready to play
Truth or Baloney?
All right, I'm gonna give you the name of a famous actor. You have to tell me whether he is or is not over the age of 65.
Oh, this will be fun.
The first name on the list, Ted Danson. Handsome Ted Danson. Is he or is he over or under 65?
I think he's over.
Winning. All right.
Yeah.
You're halfway to glory, man. He turned 70 last year.
Okay.
He'll be 71 in December.
Hey.
All right. The second name on the list, Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington, over or under?
I believe he's under.
Winning.
Yeah.
All right, wow. Congratulations.
Wow, that's really good.
You nailed it.
You did.
All right.
Let's just do the rest of the list for
fun. For fun.
Because there's no time for any other material this hour. Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson. Over or under?
I'd
say he's over. What do you think?
Emily and Jay, do you know who that is?
Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to say he's under.
I'm going to say he's just a tad over.
He just turned 65.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Last year. How about Hulk Hogan, over or under?
Hulk Hogan?
Over.
Well, are you over 65 if you are 65?
Yes.
Well,
but yeah.
Okay.
Technically, yes.
Yeah. And you're not under it, obviously.
So Hulk Hogan, over or under?
Over.
Over.
Yeah. Over.
Under.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
He won't be 65 until August. And Paul Rubens, better known as Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, who cares?
Hello!
I'll say under.
He's actually 65.
So. No!
Wow.
Yeah. And at that age, how much trouble can he cause, right?
All right.
So hang on. We've got the $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Now, I used to... hang on 1 second here. I want to check my paperwork. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's check traffic quickly.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still moving along real well out there. No problems on the interstate systems. No rush hour folks yet. Not seeing anything around the boulevard or on Atlanta Highway to give you any trouble. Looks like the 31s are all clear, and we're not seeing anything on Taylor Road or Vaughn Road. Summertime on Lake Jordan is what living is all about. Bo Evans Realty can make your dream lake home a reality. If you want to buy a lake home or sell your lake home, call Bo Evans Realty. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
And the small chance that you find yourself starring in a Rick Walker, or as we like to call him here, a Rick
Waka Waka
traffic report, and you have a damaged vehicle, we, as a group, and me specifically, recommend Montgomery Paint and Body.
Yes, we do.
Visit the Rich Thomas wing when you're there. There's a pinball machine in it. Turner family very proud. It's often called the house that Rich Thomas built. Kind of like Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. All right, we heard enough. Let me just explain it quite simply. When you know Donnie Turner, you understand why they've been so successful and why their outcomes are so great, because it is not in the Turner family DNA to do anything less than the most incredible job possible. Many years ago, when there were little deals cut between insurance adjusters and body shops, well, you skip this and put it in your own pocket. You know, that kind of stuff was going on, and Donnie Turner would not play that game, refused. And eventually, the industry came around to him. And so he is the benchmark of integrity in automobile body repair. They're thorough. They look for any possible damage that may not be visible to you from the outside before they begin repair work. And when they're done, your car looks almost as good as new, maybe better. What more could you ask for from a body shop? Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Fresh edition of Fox News coming up. Mumnut, hang on.
Hello, this is Liam Neeson. And when I'm not repeatedly starring in the same movie as a loving father hell-bent on revenge, I like to start my mornings with this show.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find